Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ari Queen.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. Thank you, Johan. He's back with you tomorrow, man. This gift of life, let's start it this way.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
It's a great song indeed. What a way to start this gift of life. And we are grateful to the Father for the gift of life, the gift of living, the gift that is in Christ, the gift of salvation, the gift of forgiveness, redemption, the gift of His grace, the gift of hope, the gift of love. We are grateful. Thank you so much again to Johan Elsie. Back with you tomorrow, man, taking you through the airwaves and, of course, showing also the goodwill that needs to be shown. South Africa needs much of this, of the goodwill, you know, and we are praying that there be producers and presenters who would do that even more, you know. So thank you, Johan, for filling the gap, you know, in the nation and making sure that the goodwill continues to clamor into the ears and minds of many people who drive through tensions, tense situations, tense realities, tense relations. Eish. Yeah, thank you. And of course, Barukia will join us a bit later. We have Professor Buyiso Ndezi from UJ. Professor, greetings to you and welcome to the show.
Greetings, my brother. Thank you very much for your welcome. I am pleased with your warm welcome. I greet you too, together with your family. I greet my brother Barukia in his absentia. He'll find us moving. I also greet the beautiful family of Radio Pulpit in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Thank you very much, my brother. It is a beautiful evening again.
Is it not raining there?
It is raining.
Mm, mm.
Yeah, it's been raining from this morning, actually.
Since morning, ne?
Yeah.
Eish.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. What can we say? Yeah, no, it's time. It's summertime.
I think it's ushering in the Passovers, you know, when the Passovers are coming closer.
Oh, the change of the year, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, the change of the year.
We are entering into a new year, hey. Yeah. Mm. No, I see. Yeah, the True. Change of the year. If the Passover comes, then we know we are in the change of the year. Anyway.
Yeah.
You are okay.
Yeah. I am okay.
I suppose.
Sorry, brother?
I suppose you're okay, Professor.
I am. I'm okay. I had a bit of exhaustion, but yeah, I'm okay now.
We get
strengthened by the Father.
Yeah. No, that's good to hear.
Thank you.
Tonight we are talking about the glory of man. And this comes in many ways, man. When we talk about the glory of man, it comes in many ways. It's visible in many ways. It manifests in many ways. It shows in many ways. And in many ways, it has an effect on us. And in many ways, we are affected by it. Much of the times, you know, what man surrounds himself with is a glory or a form of a glory. Now, Glory is also an apparel. In other words, whatever we adorn ourselves with, there's a particular amount of glory that we set on. A particular amount of statement that you say. And we are going to look at the glory of man and its transiency. You know, others would call it some form of an earthly honor bestowed on man by himself. But also we'll see how this is just a vapor and how in many instances this has cost so many people to fall by the wayside. We also are going to look into that. Now, when you look into the notion of the glory of man, Psalms 39 verse 6 says, surely every man walks about like a shadow. Surely they busy themselves in vain, heap up riches, and do not know who will gather them. Let me read it again. You'll see the glory of a man. It says, surely every man walks about like a shadow. In other words, this is just the conclusion of what the Father observes about the glory of man. And says, surely they busy themselves in vain. The accumulation of this, the business of this, is just vanity to the Father. And check it out, he says, he heaps up riches. I mean, go into accounts of men, man, you will find billions and billions. We have richest men and all that. Says he heaps up riches and does not know who will gather them. Even if he leaves a will, he does not know who will gather them. He has an idea, yes, my kids will, but your kids can actually squander them and others may gather them. But the Father says this kind of glory is just vapor. It's like a walking shadow. It should not be the primary thing in our lives. But somewhat, somehow, man heaps up. You know, when they say store, it's something else. But when you heap up, it shows also the effort through which you are trying to put things on top of another. Accumulations, accumulations, achievements, achievements, and all those kinds of things. It says man is focused on those things, but to the Father, his life continues to be a passing shadow. It says he heaps up these things, he heaps up these glories, but when he passes on, he doesn't know where these glories go to. Sure. Psalms 49 verses 12 says, nevertheless, man, though in honor, does not remain. He is like a beast that perishes. Though in honor, nevertheless, a man, though in honor, does not remain. It means he doesn't stay on. It means he doesn't last. You know, Christ is talking about fruit that will last. The glory of man is not even equivalent to the fruit of the Spirit that will last. Staying on time to time. Yet man is so focused on this, over that which is the glory of the Father. Man doesn't want to walk in the glory of the Father. He wants to walk in his own glory. In the guise of legacy, in the guise of living a testament, in the guise of living a history, in the guise of breaking records, in the guise of living a history of a sort. Yet when he passes on, even that history can be distorted by someone else. I saw a 50-year-old athletics record. I think it's a 200-meter record that was set in 1969. Remember those two men who wear black gloves and they lifted their fists? It was broken this year. It was broken. It doesn't last. It doesn't last for eternity, whatever glory that is set. Sometimes we call these records. And much of the times, we focus on that. Even ministries and churches, instead of focusing on that which the Father does, they focus on their glory. They want to build their ministries. The business of ministry. And that's where we have a problem also. That you find denominations dissipating. After 10 years, after 20 years, that ministry is a shadow of what it was. So, my issue tonight is, why do we focus on the glory of man? What is the glory of man? Why do we focus on this? Let's expose all those aspects which are a glory of man, which actually do not lead us to eternal life. So that we can focus on those things that are good, pure, perfect, praiseworthy, and holy. Certainly the glory of man would stand against the glory of the Father in some stages. Correct me if I'm wrong. Certainly. And we have seen the glory of man even in the churches. Some people have written some papers there. I saw another PhD paper some few years ago, I think 5 years ago, these ladies have written about the iconization of pastors. That these now had built their own glory. They built their own glories. Said. But that is what is taking place.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Iradio Pulpit yakha uMzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
All right, let me bring it to you, Professor. When we talk about the glory of man, what comes to mind?
Thank you, my brother, for the question. In fact, as you were busy outlining, it came to me that we have misunderstood the word of God when the Father calls us, we are gods, and then we ended up recreating our own things.
Mm.
And we have created our own glory, which is outside of the glory of the Father. And we have forgotten that we need to be connected with Him all the time and hear what He says, so that the glory that we will have be His glory, not the glory that will be from our side. And what is happening these days, as you've been alluding to what the glory of man is, it's like men have taken upon themselves to rise above the glory of the Father, to rise above the knowledge of the Father, which is sin on its own. And men have wanted to seek after their own righteousness, after their own desires, after their own glory. And that's what we need to guard against as the children of the Most High. When you read Psalm 49, verse 12, it says, "Nevertheless, man, though in honor, does not remain. He is like the beast that perish."
Mm.
So if we forget that we are not here forever, and we forget that what we are doing is temporal, we are just doing what God has entrusted to us for this time being, we end up thinking all the honor belongs to us, and we think everything that we have and do will be here eternally, and it will be remaining with us and forever. You even quoted some of the records that get broken simply because things are not permanent in this world, but what remains permanent is the glory of the Father, the word of the Father that we must always be acquainted with and connected with. So the honor that we have is the glory that we impute upon ourselves, which is the honor that we are creating, and we want people to give us that honor And sometimes when we do these things, we forget that we are taking God's position. What belongs to God, we want to put it upon ourselves, which is why there's this paper that you're talking about, the iconization of pastors, because they think they are now in the position of the Father. They can now take all the glory to them. I think another thing that makes us to carry this glory to us, and we call it the glory of men, is that when the Father uses us, we think we are the people who are able to do that. We therefore take the glory that must be going to God, and we put it to us, and we are not aware that the Father has been using us in those dimensions, and we want to take what belongs to Him. I think this is what we see in some of our gatherings in churches, where we want the honor to come to us as the leaders and as the pastors, which is now no longer the glory of the Father, but the glory of men. And what we do is always in vain if it's no longer taken to the Father, and if it's no longer ascribed as to the Father, and the source must always be the Father. And the Word of God always reminds us that whatever we do, Brother Ray, it's like the shadow, because it is passing. So we must always focus on the real things that are permanent. And what are real things? The real things are those things that are not visible, things that are not seen with the naked eye. We know that they are there. They are spiritually discerned. But things that get imputed to us in a physical sense become our glory without us taking them back to the Father. So we need to grow from the level of the flesh, and we go higher to the level of the spirituality. The other glory that I think is prominent and is growing wide even in the house of God is that one of riches. So when we do the ministry, we're doing it for the sake of riches, which is why we are seeing so many hypocrisy happening inside the house of God, that we could even sell prophecies, we could even sell healing, simply because we need this glory to come to us, and this glory now is ascribed to the riches and the money that we can benefit using the Word of God and using the work of God. This is what we found in Psalm 39, verse 6, where it says, "Surely every man walks about like a shadow. Surely they busy themselves in vain. He heaps up riches and does not know who will gather them." So we continue in greed, collecting riches, collecting what we think will benefit us, and we are not remembering that we are here temporal. And when we leave this earth, Brother Ray, we don't even know where will these things go, who will gather these things. So these are all the riches of men that do not benefit the soul of man, neither do they benefit the spirit and the connection of a person with the Father himself. So we must know that riches perish, tangible things perish, if they will be collected in the absence of the Father and in the absence of the relationship that we are supposed to be having with the Father. They are in vain, and they do not benefit us in any way, and they will not even benefit anybody in terms of their relationship with the Father. These are all the glories that we must be careful of, and these days they become sort of like the message that is being preached, either in word or in action, or in the lifestyle that we portray as the people of God, which is something that we need to guard against, that the glory that we portray must not be the glory of men, but the glory of the Father, and that which will glorify His name.
Can we help it, Professor? Can we help it?
If we could help it, because if we could go back to the foundations of who we are, I think what makes us lose this, we forget who we are and why are we here. I normally use the statement that says, when all is said and done, Brother Ray, we go back to the Father. When all we have achieved and toiled, we all go back to the Father, if you had a relationship with the Father. So we can help it if we can have that consciousness that I am about the Father. what I am entrusted with is the blessings and the gifts. These are temporal things that makes it easy for me to do my mandate and to fulfill my my mandate and the vision. But if I'm going to focus on those things and take them as my ultimate, then I'll be losing it. So we can help it by consciously doing things with understanding. It is about the Father. It is about the mandate that He brought me here for. Forgetfulness is what takes us away from the will of the Father. So which is why ignorance becomes some kind of a sin, particularly for the children of the Most High, because it makes them forget who they are, what they are here about, and then they focus on the wrong thing. I will end up lifting myself up, lifting my ability, my talents, my status, over the glory of the Father. So we can help it, but it needs us to be aware and conscious about what we do. And also, put the main thing in front. Let the main thing remain the main thing. And who is the main and the important person? It is the Father, God Yahweh Elohim. He is the important person, the God that we must serve. Therefore, we can help it, but it needs us to be aware and attentive and be conscious about our actions and what we do.
I hear you quite well. Let us welcome Baruch Yah. Mayachi.
Shalom, Rabbi Mayach. I trust and I hope you are well. Shalom to your family as well. Shalom to Professor Wilson Levy and family, and also to the Radio Pulpit family. Greetings, and it is great to be part of the show again.
Are you well, sir?
I am excellent. Thank you for asking, Mark.
No, kimalebo, kimalebo, relebo haya yona ya pelang mudimwarone. For this to da. Now we are talking about the glory of man, and to a great extent, you know, I read some verses there. This is a passing fling, you know, a passing fling. It is an infatuation of a sort. And somewhat, somehow, man is riddled with it. The way we were, our professions, our work, our accumulations of wealth, everything that we put as a title on us, as an achievement on us, we build on this glory around us. And even our legacy is our glory. And I'm not saying that others are doing this with wrong intentions. I'm just saying, the Father says, all these things are just vapor. They pass by. All of them. Achievements, monies, and everything. Says, even if the money that you accumulate and you leave a will, says you don't know who's going to spend it. Even if you leave it to your children might give it to their spouses. The ones you don't like. So, it's just a fleeting, passing vapor. And to a great extent also, we see this in the churches. We've seen, and I was talking this with the professor and asking, can we help it? We see much of the times also the iconization of pastors, the iconization of those who say they are ministers and preachers and stuff. And these people have become demagogues. They are being worshipped, man. These people now have even interpreted the Bible. They have their own editions of the Bible, you know. And we see all these things. And others had gone to an extent of even actually changing the rules of what the church is supposed to be. And now they are no longer called ministers. They are called kings. And they have said to their wives, you are the first wife, which means they will be the second and the third, instead of the one and only. And people are agreeing to that because man wants glory. A man marries five wives, all this for his glory. And then when you hear him talking about himself, he says he's the one who captured wakapu masban ban ngangena kumasban ban ngamkapa ngangena kumasban ban ngamkapa ngamgena. It's talking about his own wives in such a way. It's a glory of man and their riches. It's a fleeting fantasy of a sort. But check it out. Psalm 39:6. Surely every man walks about like a shadow. Surely they busy themselves in vain. He heaps up riches. He heaps up riches and does not know who will gather them. That's the way it's saying that. And then Psalm 49:12. Nevertheless, man, though in honor, does not remain. Nevertheless, man, though in honor, does not remain. He's like a beast that perish. He's like a beast that perish. If you can imagine a beast and its power, it perishes. Psalm 49:17 says, for when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall descend after him. Carries nothing after him. His glory will descend just like that. Mayaki, what comes to mind, man? Why are we obsessed with such self-glorifications?
The scripture teaches us something that is important.
Yeah.
Where it says, we have to lay our treasures in the Shamayim, in the heavens, where moth and rust will not eat. Because when our focus is in the things talifat, that is where we have that glory, you know. And we would miss what is important, because the body is just a container. And the body, it likes the glory. You know, and we have to understand, Khuri, it's part of what we can call the lust of the flesh. It enjoys all that warmth, because at the end of the day, it knows that it's going to perish, and it wants to be served. I kindly want to us to look at Exodus chapter number 20 and look at the commandments which says, I am Abba Yahuwah, your Elohim, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. And it says, you shall not have other Elohim before me. And Ari, you should not make yourself an image in the form of anything in the heavens above, the earth, and the waters below. So when we look at man's glory, it is these things that we have started to follow, things like career. We've started to be distracted by the lotale fati, you know, a whole lot of things that and they've made us to be so vulnerable. There's things that we chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing, because it is about the car that I drive. It is about where do I live. It's about the branding of clothes that I'm wearing and all that. And all that, it's all about glory, because the most important thing that we understand, or we should know, it's about the word. We have to learn the word, study the word, and after that, it is putting it into practice. But then you can notice here for now, the minute we have shifted, because we've been told by the commandment that there should be only one, whom we give glory to, whom we give esteem to, that's it. But now there is another who comes in various forms, where we now tend to be distracted. Because we can remember when we look in the scripture, Isaiah chapter 14, number 12, we have Shatan saying that he will exalt himself and be like the Most High. He will set up his throne above and be like the Most High. So he has brought in the spirits that we as people have started to follow. Mm. And he has packaged them so nice,
sure,
so beautiful, that they, you know, they bring in so nice and they're so attractive that we end up leaving that which is of quality and the relatala, the Hong Kong one, you know, unaware of what we are following does not have value at all, because it is about us, you know, like working for everlasting life, but we tend to look at the now. So the shadow, it is. We continue to walk in the shadow because we're not looking at what is to come. When we read Revelation 22, it speaks of a place where there is no death, where there is no sickness, where there is no pain. Imagine that place today, if it existed before you. But you know, when it comes, or when you are a citizen of that place, how beautiful it's going to be. But now, because there's things, hey, I'm going through so much. And that is where we now enticed to end up breaking the rules or even being disobedient to say, what if it is? And a Satan comes and so even a division of confusion where you even think, right, maybe there's not even such, because many people also don't believe there is such, the promise that has been put by the scriptures, it's all a lie and all that. That is how he is working. His kingdom, he is working to deceive many, and many people get deceived. So it is important for us to understand, because even when we look at nature, nature gives us the teachings. Nature is telling us to say there is indeed everlasting life, because we can see witnesses that are telling us of what is to come. Basically, even if you didn't believe me as a person sharing with you, but if you start to observe nature, there's so much for us to learn in order to start to see and to observe. No, there is actually everlasting life that Abba Yahuwah is promising us. So now it is for us to wake up in our slumber. It is for us to wake up in our sleep so that we don't follow. We don't have this pride, because we promise things. He doesn't have. I'm reading another book here, Adam and Eve, and Abba sends Adam to Satan to say, go and ask him about what he promised you. Satan in that book says, I can't save myself. I don't have everlasting life. And yet I can't even save myself. So meaning, the scriptures are even telling us where his end is. So we can see for it, all that we are following is a phantom, is a temporary thing, which is not going to last. And we are exchanging what is permanent for something that is temporary. And because Rishabila the pain, Rishabila the suffering, Yaga now, and Hamashiach Mo Bukenya John 16 speaks of a pregnant woman, the pains that we will go through, the suffering. But he says, hold on to your crown. That nobody steals your crown. About just like a pregnant woman, they will go through labor pains, but until they see or they get to see the child that they've been carrying, that they've given birth, I'm paraphrasing, then they will be happy and excited and forget all the pain. Why what? And that is all what it is. Hence I say, nature tells a story. Shalom.
Shalom, Mayach. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And of course, if you just joined us, welcome to it. We are talking about the glory of man and why such a fascination into it. And to a great extent, what has become of the glory of man, or those who had put and pinned their hopes on that which is the glory of man. What has become of such? We're talking about that. So you can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, and let's hear what you say with regards to this. And you can also tell us how you feel about this, you know, the glory of man and its manifestations. When we started, I spoke about its various formats, manifestations in business, in church, in all kinds of practices. And I always like pointing on the pillars of society. You would see how the glory of man continues. Even in politics, you can see for yourself. Even in politics, the glory of man has become such a very terrible, terrible disease that had brought so many people such misery and death in politics. You can see the glory of man in economics, where a very few handful of people, as time goes on, will be controlling totally. They are yearning for that, to control the whole economy of the planet. And to such an extent that you won't even buy a farm. You know, but let's leave that. I'm just talking about the glory of a man. These things are happening much of the times. And we are looking into that. And the glory of a man, and how this is setting him up against the will of the Father. You know, in churches, the iconization of those who had gone to an extent of calling themselves church owners and all those kinds of things we see. All that is the glory of man and the achievements of man. And how when man has gotten to achieve more and more and more and less respect unto the Father and to fellow men, we see that. Less and less respect. And so how do we accord that, looking at the status quo? We talk about that. We trust the Father is doing you good and he's gracing you so much in a mighty way.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. And ngendlela umuntu azenzela udumo lwakhe. Hayi, thathela kaNkulunkulu walenzo lwakhe. These things are happening now. Everywhere. Everywhere. Even in homes, man. Roles of fathers. Fathers have come up with their own glories. No longer focusing on that which is the prescription of the Father, of priesthood and all that. No. Even children have done that. Wives have done that. Mothers have done that. Husbands have done that. It's a chaos. And we really need to go back to the Word and challenge ourselves and take the Word and put it as a mirror before us and see where our blemishes are at. Right. Let me bring this back to you, Professor. Now, I am looking at... let me go back a bit to that 49, Psalm 49:17. When he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall descend after him, which means it shall dissipate. Right? I want to start from that angle. Now, Proverbs 27:24 says, for riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to all generations. And men seem to be hunting for crowns, man. And men still does not want to acknowledge that these are just a fleeting passing away of time. They don't endure. They won't last. And if he focuses on that, he will also lose his own life. They're not forever. And then I'm looking at Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14 says, therefore Sheol has enlarged itself and opened its mouth beyond measure because of these glory seekers. Their glory and their multitude and their pomp. Pomp means pride, pompousness. Their pomp. And he who is jubilant shall descend into it. Bariki Jajoy. He who is jubilant shall descend into it, into the mouth of Sheol. Isaiah 5:14 says that. Why are we not cautioned with regards to this, Professor? What comes to mind?
Yeah. You know, Brother Ray, we've said this before. We do not think that we are here just for temporal. We think we're here forever. Because we think we're here forever, we think what we need to accumulate and enjoy should be all for us, should be accumulated at the expense of the relationship that we should have with the Father. Isaiah 5:14 is a scary one because it says, therefore Sheol has enlarged itself. So it's like these glories that we continue going after, they are some kind of a death trap because they are leading us to our detriment, leading us to our death. And it says, and open its mouth beyond measure, their glory and their multitude and their pomp. And he who is jubilant shall descend into it. These are the glories of men. Unfortunately, they are leading to death. They are leading to utterly destruction to a point where there is no hope of coming up until a person recognizes that he belongs to the Father and he needs to establish this relationship with the Father. And you read again Proverbs 3:17. It says, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. So these things must be known, that if they are not glorifying the Father, it means they are glorifying men. And there is a king who is looking for you, that you go to Sheol, that you go to death, that you go to where he is. And the unfortunate thing is that if we are not waking up to this reality, we'll end up behaving like Al-Shaitan, so says Brother Baruch. That's what he quoted in Isaiah 14, verse 12, that he also looked for his own glory to a point that he wanted to be against the Father and said, I can also have my own glory. And by so doing, you get rejected from the kingdom of the Father, because you are now saying you can have your own glory. I want to read Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 9 to 13, which also confirms and supports the scripture that you just read. It says here, moreover, the profit of the land is for all, even the king is saved from the field. He who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor he who loves abundance with increase. This is also vanity. When goods increase, they increase who eat them. So what profit have the owners except to see them with their eyes? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not permit him to sleep. There is a severe evil which I have seen under the sun, riches kept for their owner to his head. The glories that we seek for ourselves, they eventually hurt us, they destroy us. And these are the glories that not allow us even to sleep, to have peace of the Most High. But the Lord says, if we could be having the glory that is after him, we will be able to rest in him. We will Sabbath in the Lord. And if we rest in the Lord, we will then be dependent on him. We will seek his righteousness and everything that is pertaining to his kingdom. But if we want our own glory, we are looking for things that will hurt us. We even find these things using the wrong ways. And these wrong ways even lead us into death. We hurt ourselves. If we become the lovers of money, the lovers of silver, there is nothing that we'll be satisfied with, because our focus is not in the right place. The glory of men kills men. The glory of men leads men astray. The glory of men break the relationship that they are supposed to be having with the Father. So this accumulation of abundance, accumulation of wealth, is against the will of the Father, because it takes attention from the Father. When we do these things, we take these things as our gods. The glory of men leads to idolatry. It leads to idol worship, because we end up worshiping what becomes our glory. If my glory is money, silver, and gold, I then worship those things because that's what satisfies me. If my glory is my status, is my education, I end up worshiping that status and my education, because my focus is no longer in the right place. And you spoke well when you spoke about the Sheol having opened its mouth very wide. Because once a person gets to this state of greed, it becomes very difficult for him to come back, because what you do after that is to satisfy everybody who is clapping for you. There are these cheerleaders that keep on looking at you, that now you are driving this car today, tomorrow you are driving another one, and you are staying in this house, and so on and so on. So the mouth of death, the mouth of the grave, continues to open wider and wider, because you get glorified yourself by these things that you have accumulated and you have allowed to define you. Glory of men end up defining who they are, define where they stay, define what they do and what they speak to other people. So all of this has nothing to do with the glory of the Father. So we must guard against things that will take us away from the Father. But these things are meant to destroy and to kill us. And God wants us to know about all of these things. So in other words, he wants our conduct to be corrected, our conduct to be aligned with him. So greed, covetousness, wanting to be known, creating a false identity, creating a false things that people must know you by, those are the things that are the glories of men, that we must know that as the children of God, we're not supposed to adhere to. Let me read Hebrews 13, verse 5. It says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. This verse to me, it says, the covetousness that we have, lack of satisfaction with things that God has given unto us, is leading us to the ways of men, to the ways of the flesh, to the glory of men. So to be covetous means we are not trusting God. We are not fulfilled. We are not content with the things of God. And we want things that will satisfy us and our surroundings. And we forget the word, because the word tells us, no worries. The Lord has never left us nor forsaken us. But we would want extra things that will define us if we think we are alone, if we think we can do things for ourselves, if we are no longer dependent on the Father, we will seek for our own glory.
Yeah, I hear you quite well. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. The glory of man and its predicaments, even today.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Kunembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tshelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, Mayaki, let me bring this to you also. Remember, you can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. You can also drop us a voice note there. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And Eunice Harrison, I hope you are well there, because says we have no sound in Primrose. So I hope you're getting the sound now. So don't panic. And also Dalu, thank you so much for the voice note. I see it. Send more voice notes. 0826572729. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this. Mayaki, let me bring this to you now. I'm looking at Isaiah chapter 5. Okay, sorry. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 18. All the kings of the nations. And then it says, full stop. All of them, then full stop. Have you looked at that verse? All the kings of the nations, comma, all of them sleep in glory, everyone in his own house. They sleep. They will die in their own glories. Everyone will die in their own house, yes. And of course, if you look at kings, their last days, they're in what they call the deathbed, with all the comforts surrounding them. All that accumulation cannot do anything to bring back the sparkle of life into their eyes. And so we have become like that. The professor alluded to the fact of saying, sometimes we misunderstand when the Father says you are gods. And we're taking this to another level, to an extent that we are building our own thrones in another corner of the heavens. And it is sad, because these are the things we say in our hearts. They die in their glory. Isaiah 16, chapter 16, verse 14 says, but now the Elohim has spoken, saying, within 3 years, as the years of a hired man, the glory of Moab will be despised with all that great multitude, and the remnant will be very small and feeble. All those multitudes. And he's talking also about the glory of the great nations.
Not only of people, I mean, even of great nations. All these will be feeble, amount to nothing. So we should never worship these or praise ourselves and put our hearts and minds on these. Getting back to what you said, store yourselves treasures. There's no moth. Mayaki.
Hey, Tuda Malak. Hey, it's sad because nothing can save them, even their monies, even their riches. If Basa Bakanya, Pelayabo, never sent them out, say, they are not in a street, then that goes to Yahuwah Elohim. Then tough by then. So when we look at the scripture, Isaiah 14:18, we can see that these were people that are of pride. Because we know, for instance, when you are a king, you'll have servants, you know, people will bow to you, you know, you are royalty, you know, you set the laws and whatnot. But now, and these are earthly rulers, and now they are reign. They were once powerful. They were kings. They lived in splendor during their reign. But now death has entered their homes. And it's over. So now they are reduced to lying in their tombs, like you and me. So you cannot even come and say, oh, because he's royalty, then you know he deserves to go to heaven. And then not because I was not, you're going to find us in the same commodity. That is the sad thing. So we are being reminded of a temporary nature of earthly power and glory. That it leads to futility. It is quite important for us, Hore, in our lives, we have to know who we have a purpose. You know, we could be given talents, and we would hear people in social media calling people goats and all the greatest of all times and whatnot and whatnot. But if each and every one of us was to be asked to say, if Abba was to ask us come judgment day when we are at the court of heaven to say, you, Barukia, what have you done to advance my reign whilst you're on earth? What am I going to say? What am I going to point at? Because when we make a palal, a prayer, or a tapala, we say, let your reign come and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So you can see there's an assignment, there's a purpose of something that we need to do to ensure that the will of Abba is established here on earth. But now that we are here, there are distractions that are leading us astray, that when we come knowing our purpose, but then we get distracted, end up a rilebala. There's a book that is nice called The Journey of the Soul, where it says when a soul is to be born, it's taken to paradise to say, if you walk right, this is where you're going to end. And then it gets taken again to hell to say, if you're going to walk in evil, this is where you're going to end. And then it gets deposited into the body. So the body has been programmed with those two choices to say, you would choose what is it that you want to follow, or what do you want to exalt? Are you to come and serve Abba Yahuwah, or are you here to come and serve those that are of the world? So it is the human glory that we know, or we should know, that it cannot lead to eternal life. The other scripture I want to touch on is Luke 12:15, where Yahusha speaks to people, and he says, take heed and beware of covetousness, of one's life does not consist, for one's life does not consist of abundance of the things he possesses. Now, Yahusha here is warning against the dangers of greed and materialism. So now we have to understand, Hore. Here it's a dispute. Your family, they fighting over the inheritance. And now that is where he comes in, because People will be fighting for the Ntu. People will be fighting for divorce. So you can just see our thinking is just about here. We're not thinking of things that would lead to spiritual, to lead us to emptiness or what we can call spiritual loss. Because we are more focused at gaining the material possession, and that is all to us. That is what makes sense, and we now would be able to miss the rain, because the scripture says, "Enter through the narrow gate." Ayingeni imithwalo. So we have to remember that, to say these are baggages. And these baggages, when we're carrying them and the gate is narrow, we won't be able to enter. So we have to make a choice whilst we still have time. You and me, every day when we wake up, it is a barakah, a blessing that we are given an opportunity to fix, to correct, to make things right, to say, hey, you know what? Now I've learned something, and how do I put it into practice? And bring it in the word, and so that we can be able to walk in the path of righteousness, because there's only one path that leads to the everlasting life. I heard somebody say, no, how are you at Cape Town? No, there's many roads to get to Cape Town. It's okay. There's many roads to get to Cape Town, fine. But when we have to go to the other side, which is the New Jerusalem, there's only one. And it is through Yahushua HaMashiach. That's it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And of course, give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Tell us how you feel about this, the glory of man, and why man focuses on his glory more than to actually become part of the glory of the Father.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.